这个诗歌里面 有很多这个知道。
It said, I know not.
他说我不知道。
But now I know in the course.
但是现在我知道。
And I continue the theme of this morning's opening. Let's start our time with Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们第二段时间开始，我们看一下生命记第五章。
Chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8,
第八章
verse 2, verse 3, and verse 16.
第二、第三，还有第十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And you shall remember all the ways which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness this 40 years. He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not.
生命记第八章第二节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试炼你，要知道你心内如何，恒守他的诫命不可。
Verse 3, And he humbled you, let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he may make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
第三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Verse 16, in the wilderness he fed you manna which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end.
第十六节，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。
Brother and sister, it's March now.
弟兄姊妹好，现在是三月了。
I don't know what's your journey this year so far.
我不知道你这个今年到目前为止你所经过的这个路径。
Are you in that wilderness?
我们是不是有想到这个旷野？
Things that you may not be able to explain yourself, but you find yourself in a certain situation.
有时候我们不能解释我们所经历的，但是我们就在这个现实的这个情况里面。
These verses actually the Lord spoke to me many years ago.
这些刚刚我们念的经节，这个主他对我很多以前多年前就对我说这些话。
But this time when I was reading Deuteronomy, he spoke to me again.
我再一次读这个生命记的时候这一次他又在对我说话。
Especially that word did not know.
特别他提到说我不知道。
So it reminded me of a lot of things that I did not know.
他就提醒我有很多的事情我并不知道。
But even in the way that God will deliver me, in the way that I myself, do not know.
甚至主用他的方式来救赎我这件事情上面我自己也不知道。
It's not we deliver ourselves, that the Lord using a way that we do not know, even not our fathers, neither do our father know.
不是用我们自己的方法，是神用他的方法来救赎我们，甚至我们的父列祖他们也不知道。
And here he said, do you remember all the ways which the Lord your God led you in the wilderness? It speaks of verse 2 here.
我们看到第二节就是说我们就想到这个神在旷野引导你们这四十年。
Sometimes the Lord really did something in our life, it makes us remember.
有时候这个神在我们生命中做了一些事情我们确实记得。
Remember the Lord was there.
我们记得神在那里。
Remember we were rebellious.
我们知道说我们是悖逆的。
Remember we have small faith.
我们
we did not trust him enough.
我们知道我们是小信的我们没有信靠他足够。
But remember he did not leave us.
我们想到说他并没有撇弃我们。
So for our open sharing, do you remember something that the Lord has done? Done in your heart.
我们这个自由分享的时间，我们就想到，我们是不是记得在我们里面心里面主他所为我们所做的。
Brother and sister, you also bring us to the wilderness.
我们的主把我们引到旷野。
This Friday night we have a Bible study. We're speaking of Jacob went through Peniel.
我们的周五我们查经的时候，我们就提到。 这个雅各他经过这个地努伊列
he did everything he can by his own human hand.
他用他自己的手尽可能他做他能够做的事情。
But the Lord brought him to one place right before crossing. He was all alone.
当我们当雅各来到这个渡河口要渡过河之前，他自己在那里，但是我们的主就向他这个显现。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is real and living. He will bring us to that place where we are all alone.
我们的主会把我们带到那个渡口一样，像那个渡口。当我们是独处的时候，神我们把我们带到那个渡那个地方。
And He will test us to know what was in our hearts.
那个当我们独处的时候，他就要试炼我们心里我们的心是怎么样。
To draw out that which is not pleasing in Him, to show us who we really are.
能够让我们知道说我们真正的我们的心是怎么样的。
But the Lord is always after our hearts, He said. Whether you would keep His commandment, to know what was in your heart. He's looking for what is in our hearts.
他是在看我们的心里面是怎么样的，要知道你内心如何。
But I hope we take courage in verse 16, that He is not trying to make us suffer.
但是我们受到安慰，他不是要让我们受苦。
That He humble us, testing us, but to do good for us in the end.
16节所讲的，要试验你，要苦练你，叫你能够终究享福。
And that good is that we may be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们能够，至终能够被磨成这个主儿子的形象。
If you have followed the Lord in some measure, I think you have to amen verse 3, and He humble you and let you be hungry.
如果我们如果有跟随主有一些来跟随主的话，我们就能看到说，他试炼你，任你能够饥饿。
Sometimes I read it and I said, Lord, I deserve it.
有时候我读的时候，我是配得那些饥饿的。
I need to be humble.
我必须要在主面前能够谦卑。
That Lord, I can be more receptive to your work in my heart.
我能够更能接受你的这个话到我心中来。
Brother and sister, did He make you feel hungry?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是不是叫我们能感觉到饥饿呢？
Whatever you do is not supplying it. You hungry. You are not sufficient.
我们有时候我们就觉得说，我们的这个供应不够，我们好像感觉那个饥饿。
You find out you really need God.
我们就知道那个时候我们就知道说我们真的需要神。
And here is that in my version is that and make you in verse 3 now and make you understand that man does not live by bread alone.
这里就是说要使你知道人活着不是单靠食物。
Actually, if you at least in my Bible here, that little footnotes under understand is know. So that make you know now. So even though we did not know, now He wants to make you know.
在我这个注解里面，我这个这本圣经，它讲到就是说，就是使我们能够明了，而是让我们能够知道。So
brothers and sisters, I think the reason why we have this open sharing, it's really to express the Christ that we know.
我们能够有这样的自由分享的时间，我们就来分享我们所知道的这个基督。Or
we can all in that different part of the journey of life.
我们在不同的我们生命的这个旅途上面。
Some of us are in wilderness.
我们有一些人是在旷野里面。
Some of us are in Elam.
有一些人是在以林。
Yeah. So and yet we can come to know the God who supplies. That we in our hearts we will know we shall not live by bread alone.
我们的心能够知道说我们不能活着不能只单靠食物，我们有那个主的供应。
And bread represents the natural known resources.
这个食物这里这个食物里面讲是我们那个知道的那个供应那个源泉。
That all of us would know that everything proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
所有的都是从这个主的口所出来的。
So if you have a living words, we encourage you to share the Christ that you know.
如果你有活的这个话语，我们能够一起来交通我们所认识的基督。
And also the way of God in your life.
我们交通主在我们 我们生里面他所行的。
And finally, I just want to encourage brother and sister as a way of encouraging myself.
我们就是好像我鼓励我自己一样，我们能够来互相鼓励我们弟兄姊妹。
There are times we can be very disappointed and discouraged.
有时候我们会觉得很失望，很伤心。
Recently, I have that incident for myself.
我最近就是有这样一个经历。
I'm disappointed.
我觉得我很失望。
But this word came to me.
但是主的这段话就进到我心里来。
I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
希伯来书第三章第十二节。
It says, take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God.
弟兄们,你们要谨慎,免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心,把永生神离弃了。Do
you know we can't have an evil, unbelieving heart?
你要知道吗?我们会有这个不幸,有时候会有不幸,邪恶的心在我们心里面。And
very slowly we kind of drift away, we do not trust God.
慢慢的我们就这个远离了，我们就不信靠神了。
But here the word encourages us, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, lest any one of you should be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
第三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。Dear
brother and sister, it's so precious to have each one of us here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这个是多么宝贵！我们能够一起能够在这里。
You know of the Lord in some way that I do not know.
你知道经历主给你的这个经历是我所不知道的。
And that which comes from the Lord will encourage us away from falling, encourage not to fall away from the living God.
就是从主那里来的这些劝勉跟交通，就是能够让我们不会心里刚硬，被罪迷惑。Okay,
so why don't we commit this time to the Lord?
我们把这个时间我们交在主的手里。Dear
Lord, we want to thank you we can come unto you.
主啊，我们要感谢你，我们能够来到你面前。Thank
you for every time you speak to us.
每一次你对我们说话，我们要感谢你。We
treasure the time even you humble us, letting us be hungry.
我们宝贵这个时间，你叫我们能够谦卑，叫我们能够心里能够饥渴。
That we may, out of all that, those experience, that we may know Christ truly, you are a living God.
经过我们所交通的经历，我们能够说主啊，你是那个真的那一位真的活神。
You are a full provision. Man shall not live by bread alone.
你是我们所有的这个供应，我们活着不只是单靠食物。
But by everything out of the mouth, but every word out of the mouth of the Lord.
乃是从主里口里所出的一切话。
Lord, would you speak your words through your body today?
主啊，你借着你的这个身体来对我们说话。
Give us a humble heart.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
That Lord, we can hear from your own voice.
主啊，我们能够亲口听到从你口里所说的话。
And Lord, we thank you for reminding us as long as still called today.
主耶稣，你提醒我们，只要能够说趁着还有今日。
We'll assemble together and we will speak of the goodness of the Lord.
我们聚集在一起，我们要诉说主耶稣的美好。
And Lord, we pray against any root of bitterness and any root that causes us to fall away from the living God.
我们一起祷告，避免我们能够有苦毒的心，我们至终我们远离神。Keep
us, Lord, we are all before you.
主啊，你保守我们，我们都在你的面前。We
pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Brother and sister, just very simple. If you have not been here, if you want to share, we will have 10 minutes time limit for you to share.
弟兄姊妹，很简单的提醒，就是如果你要上来交通的话，我们就是控制在10分钟以内。
But if you must, you have up to 15, and I would be strongly urging you, standing next to you, to have you stop by 15.
如果我们真的有更多的话，我们要交通，我们能够在15分钟之前，我提醒你，我们最好能够结束。
There are three brothers and sisters who had mentioned they would share, they have something to share.
有这个主意。
So Brother Philip will be sharing first, and then Sister Angela, and then Sister Lillian Hong.
这个 Philip 弟兄，这个
Angela, Sister Angela.
Sister Angela, Angela 姐妹，还有红姊妹，他们已经预备了要来交通。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Yeah, so I am Philip.
我的名字叫Philip.
And so I wanted, so it actually, our brother earlier was talking about the Israelites in the wilderness.
我们弟兄提到说，这个以色列人在旷野的时候。
And that actually leads into what I am going to share.
这个刚好就是要引导到我现在所要交通的。
Since this past, the last weekend, I had an opportunity to go to a conference for young people.
这个上个周末，我有这个机会能够参加一个青年人的这个特会。
Yeah, but before I talk about the conference, I wanted to give a bit more background.
就我在我交通这个特会之前，我要给你一些跟你们一些一些信息。
And so actually, so for this conference, it was designed for this group of middle and high schoolers.
这个特会是为了这个。中学跟高中的这个青年弟兄姊妹所预备的。
But actually, what they do is not only this conference, it actually is for a whole school year.
它不是只为了那一个特会，是为了这个整个这个学年。
And so some brothers had this burden that they really wanted to train and equip young people.
有一些弟兄他们有这个负担，他们要来训练这些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And so that they would learn to love the Lord, they would be able to carry on the torch to the next generation, and that they would also be able to share the gospel to their friends and those around them.
他们能够爱主，能够承接这个见证的火炬，能够把这个福音也传给他们朋友们。
And so even though these children, they go to the regular public school like all other students,
这些年轻的弟兄姊妹，他一样，他们好像跟都是到这个公立的学校里面去学习。
But that's during the school day, and for the rest of the day, though, they have intense spiritual training.
他们白天去上学，但是这个下了课之后，他们有很紧凑的这个属灵的训练。
So they'll have times of Bible reading and Bible study.
他们有时间一起来读圣经。
And they would have times of worship and prayer.
他们一起来这个敬拜来祷告。
And they would also have times of like discipleship training where they are studying different topics in the Bible and also presenting what they have learned.
他们也有这个门徒训练，他们在学习圣经里面不同的主题，然后他们能够一起分享。
And I think it's impressive because this training, this background that gets built up, you see the difference during the actual conference.
你会发现到说这个他这样慢慢的这个过程里面。
And so that these young people, they're able to lead the times of worship.
这些年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们能够带领甚至这个敬拜的时间。
And any of those of us, even slightly older ones or older ones,
甚至我们这些年纪稍微大一点的。
That you're actually, it's very hard for you to enter into the times of worship because it's taken over by all of the young people.
我们很难进入这个敬拜，因为好像这个所有那些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们好像都很这个很踊跃的来参与这个敬拜。
And you also see that during their times of like prayer meeting, they're also able to pray for the churches around the world, including the churches here in the U.S., the churches in China and in other places.
甚至在祷告的时候，他们为世界来祷告，为这个。这里的教会来祷告，为这个其他地方世界各地的教会来祷告。
And so now coming to this specific weekend, this conference.
这个我们就是我刚提到这个过去的这个周末这个特会。
The topic for this weekend was on spiritual warfare.
这个题目叫属灵征战。
And specifically looking at the battles of the Israelites in the book of Joshua.
甚至就是他们特别看到这个约书亚记里面以色列人的里面在里面那个征战。
Now, in order for them to be able to have these battles, they had a lot of the Israelites, they were built up and they were prepared during their time in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里面,他们受到了这个建造,预备来这个征战。
And so in the wilderness, you know, as our brother shared earlier, the Israelites, they were tested, and they went through many trials.
刚刚我们接着提到,在这个旷野里面,以色列人经历了很多的试炼。
And finally, they were brought into the land of Canaan.
最后他们把他们带到迦南之地。
And so because of time, I just wanted to just focus on a couple points from the conference.
因为时间的关系,我就在这个特会里面有一些几个重点我要跟大家分享。
And so one of the important battles the Israelites faced was conquering Jericho.
一个重要的这个征战是就是以色列人他战胜这个耶利哥城。
And this battle against Jericho is very interesting because this was the first battle the Israelites faced.
这个是很有趣的,就是想到这个是以色列人他面临的第一个征战,耶利哥这个征战。
And so the key for this battle was that the Israelites needed to trust and obey.
这个重点就是他这个征战里面，以色列人他必须要能够信靠神，能够顺服神。
Yeah. So the brother who shared mentioned that there were several things that were mentioned in seven.
这个交通的弟兄他就特别提到说，这个征战里面有很多提到这个七这个数字。
Specifically, there were seven priests.
有七个这个祭司,
there were seven trumpets,
有七个这个角,
and also 7 days,
有七日。
And so how did the Israelites conquer Jericho?
以色列人他们如何战胜这个耶利哥城的呢?
If you recall, they were given very specific instructions from God.
主给他们有特别很特别的这个命令。
And this instruction, if you hear it, you may find that this is very strange because it doesn't sound like a way to conquer a city.
当我们主给他们这些征战的命令的时候，我们听起来好像这个不是要战胜一个地方所用的这些方法。
But indeed, in the wilderness, the Israelites, they didn't learn how to fight battles in the wilderness, but they learned how to walk.
以色列人在旷野里面，他们不只学征战，他们也学如何去走，行走。
And so the Israelites, they were told to circle the city once for 7 days.
他们就是主第一个告诉他们说，你们要这个绕着这个城走，每一天走一圈，要走七日。
And when they walked, so who was in the front when the Israelites walked?
那个当他们这个绕城走的时候，在最前面的是谁呢？
It was not the Ark of the Covenant.
它不是这个约柜。
Even though the Ark of the Covenant is the key to victory, it is the most important thing because that's the presence of the Lord.
要能够征战能够胜利，这个约柜当然是最重要的。
But yet it was just in the midst of them, it wasn't in the front.
它是在他们中间，不是在最前面。But
instead, in the front was the armed men.
在最前面是那个已经预备好征战的那些人。
And so we were reminded that it is like those who come to the meeting, they are prepared for prayer, they have the right attitude.
就像我们想到我们现在，我们来到这个聚会的时候，我们已经预备好要来祷告，我们有这个，我们态度是对的。
And even though these soldiers, they aren't priests, but yet they were ready because they had their weapons ready to fight.
这些战士，他们虽然不是这个祭司，但是他们已经预备好要来征战。
And they recognize that they are not trying to fight on their own side, but they are fighting on the Lord's side.
他们不是为着他们来征战，他们是来为主来征战的，是他们知道的。
And so behind them would be the priests.
在这些勇士之后呢，就是这些祭司。
So seven, as you know, is often talks about completion in the Bible.
在圣经里面，七这个数字是提到完全的意思。
And so the seven priests representing the idea that you are totally consecrated and separated for the Lord.
这个七个祭司就是提到说我们完全的这个能够归给神。
And so that we fully belong to the Lord.
我们完全是属于神的。
And that is how it is possible to fight this battle.
这就是为什么能够来参加这个征战。
And then there's those seven trumpets.
然后有这个七个这个号角。
And the seven trumpets represent praise and worship.
这个号角讲到就是敬拜，还有这个赞美。
And so you must offer yourself to the Lord completely for each day.
我们要完全把自己献给主，每一天都要这样做。
And then in our prayers, it should be, the trumpet also represents that praise and worship, so it isn't just praying and asking for things.
这个号角不是说我们只求，我们要赞美跟敬拜。
And so with the priests and the trumpets, you see that there is that power of being sanctified and separated for the Lord.
我们这个勇士跟这个祭司之后呢，我们就有一个，在中间有一个这个，like the
priests as sanctified for the Lord.
我们这个祭司是这个归给神的。
And so what was another thing unique as the Israelites were circling?
当这个以色列人绕城的时候，还有什么特别的事情呢？
Is that there was no sound, only the sound of the trumpet.
没有其他的声音，只有这个号角的声音。
And this is a test of faith.
这个是我们对他们信心的这个试炼。
And sometimes, as you know, many times by the things that we say, we can hurt people or we can harm people.
有时候借着我们口所出的话，我们有时候会伤害到弟兄姊妹。
And so this idea of silence is that we need to say what we need to, but we also need to be quiet when we need to.
就是这个没有声音就讲到说，我们必要的时候我们必须要安静，不说话。
And so, as you know, the Israelites circled for 6 days.
这个我们知道，这个以色列人绕城先绕六天。
And this is a test of obedience.
这个是要测试他们这个顺服。
Because imagine as the Israelites were circling Jericho that day after day, you don't see any results.
好像说他们绕了六天，没有看到任何的改变或结果。
And so perhaps you may have doubts within yourself.
那开始可能你心里就有一些疑惑。
And perhaps you also hear the enemy, you also hear the enemy mocking you.
甚至你会听到敌人好像在嘲笑你。
But our brother reminded us that sometimes what happens is that we are too concerned of other people's attitudes.
有时候弟兄提醒我们，有时候我们就太在乎别人他们的态度是怎么样。
But instead of being so aware and conscious, self-conscious of other people's attitudes, we should be conscious and aware of the Lord.
与其这个好像去关心这个别人他们的这个态度怎么样，我们应该要专注在这个神的这个态度上面。
And so the question for the Israelites was, did they believe that the walls of Jericho will fall?
这个关于这对以色列人来说，他们最重要的是说，他们相信这个耶利哥城会倒塌吗？
Because God already promised them the inheritance.
这个因为神已经这个应许要给他们这个产业。
But if the walls of Jericho did not fall, they would not get the inheritance.
如果这个耶利哥城如果没有倒的话，他们就不会得到这个产业。
And so the Lord would test their patience in the same way that the Lord tests our patience and our obedience every day.
这个神会每天就像在耶利哥城那里测试我们的这个耐心跟我们的这个顺服。
And so this is where that background from the wilderness comes in.
这个就是一个背景，就是那个在旷野里面那个征战的背景。
Because the Israelites, they had the faith that allowed them to walk 40 years in the wilderness, and now it allowed them to walk around Jericho.
因为他们能够在旷野有信心行走40年，现在他们也有这个信心能够来绕城。
So far I mentioned 6 days.
我目前提到有六天。
What about the seventh day?
那第七天是怎么样呢？
Now on the seventh day, they had to walk 7 circles.
第七天他们要绕城七次。
And so the seven meaning a very complete obedience, a very complete trust in the Lord.
这个七天就是表七次就表示说完全的顺服，完全的这个信靠神。
And because it's 7 times in that one day, so it truly is that difficulty of trusting and obeying increases as you get closer to the end.
甚至我们这个第七天绕城七次，这个就很紧凑，这个信心就我们就看到那个信心能够达到那个终点。
And so you must, so as our faith is tested, even as the Israelites are, even towards the end, you must continue to have that faith.
甚至我们信心受到试炼，就像那个以色列人他们第七次绕城一样，我们要坚持我们的信心直到最后。
And so again, that power did not come from the Israelites in the same way the power doesn't come from us.
这个能力不是从以色列人来的，相同的在我们身上，这个能力也不是从我们自己来的。
But rather, it comes from the ark, which means the power of Jesus Christ in us.
就是这个能力是从这个约柜来的，就代表这个我们的能力是从主耶稣基督来的。
And I think this story of the Israelites conquering Jericho is something that applies in many aspects in our spiritual life.
这个以色列绕这个耶利哥城能够应用到我们很多很多属灵的这个事情上面去。
And so there were many other encouraging things from this conference, but because of time, I think I'll just share this point.
这个特会我还学到很多，但是因为时间的关系，我就交通这一点。
弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
刚刚已经说我叫 Angela 哈。
It's already mentioned my name is Angela.
我是古弟兄的太太。
I am the sister wife of brother
Jeffrey Cook.
Jeffrey Cook.
我今天其实要讲的是我们听到很久了。
Today I want to say that we have heard a lot.
还有呢，圣经读一遍，听说有人都已经七八年、十年都有了。
Reading through the whole entire Bible, people probably have done it seven, eight, maybe 10 times.
但是不信的人，不信的。
But those who don't believe.
他们不读圣经的。
They don't read the Bible.
我一直都记得陈弟兄讲的一句话。
I always remember what our brother Christian Chen has shared.
我们读圣经，不信的人不读圣经，他读我们。
We read the Bible. The unbeliever don't read the Bible. They read us.
所以我们是圣经是什么？
So then the Bible becomes.
我们也行出来，人家就读圣经了。
When we live out the Bible, then the unbeliever can read the Bible through us.
但是就是我们信的人，我们也读神，我们也读弟兄姊妹。
But even us, we also read brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我今天要交通的是主要就是讲到说，我们的生活是在做见证主的事。
So I want to share today that our lives now is meant to testify of the Lord's things.
所以呢，受浸不是说你受浸就完全的。
So baptism doesn't mean once you get baptized, you're complete.
你毕业了。
You graduated.
有人甚至要一张受洗证。
Sometimes people even ask for a certificate.
但是你有没有活出来实际上才是你是不是属乎主。
But only what you live out is what truly determines if you belong to the Lord or not.
最近大概是上个月或者是三两个月。
Last month or 2 months ago,
有一个我要进来的时候，有个姊妹我不认得她，我不知道她叫什么名字，很抱歉哦。
When I came in, there was a sister I could not recall her name.
她问我说：“你先生呢？”
She asked me, "Where is your brother, your husband?"
我说：“我先生我现在把他送到养老院 nursing home.”
So I told her I have sent my brother to nursing home.
我受不了，我不是受不了，我照顾不来了。
That I couldn't take care, I couldn't be able to take care of everything.
Yeah, 虽然我一天有请十个钟头在家里的看护。
Even though there is a helper assistant 10 hours a day in house.
晚上六点以后到隔天的八点，就是我。
So from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. the next morning, it's I am all by myself.
我是14/24，七天二十四。
And then it's 24/7.
所以我既走不开，我也帮不了他。
I cannot do any other things, but at the same time, I cannot fully help him with everything.
所以他去了那里。
So I sent him there.
我告诉他，我不是不要他，而是希望他得到更好的照顾。
I told him it's not that I don't want him, but I hope that he can have better care.
当然，刚开始他们告诉我说，需要差不多六个月的时间去适应那个环境。
So the people there told me in the beginning it usually takes 6 months for our patient to adjust to our environment.
当然。甚至有些姊妹还怪我。
And then, so then, of course, there are people who have words to me.
甚至觉得一听说我出去台湾回来，没有把古弟兄接回来，说我不去了，不去看你们了。
When they heard that I went to Taiwan, but I did not come back with my brother, they say, "Oh, then we won't visit you anymore."
还有，他也是，他听到。某个弟兄他们离婚了，他现在又结婚了，说真没有见证。
or when they see someone who got divorced and remarry again, they say, oh, that's not a good testament.
这不就是告诉我们，我们的主才能够做这些吗？
But shouldn't this tell us that only the Lord can do these?
我们就是人，我们做不了。
We are just humans. We cannot do everything.
Okay. 那他在养老院的时间呢？他很希望进去可以到三楼。他养老院有四层楼。
So back to nursing home, there are four floors, and Jeffrey hoped that he can go to the third floor.
But he stayed in second floor. 他留在第二楼。
So he stayed on second.
第二楼的人呢，都是比较属于失智的。
So, second floor are most people who have dementia.
啊，那就有些人走来走去就乱喊乱叫 ，OK?
So sometimes they might be screaming or yelling in the middle.
但是古弟兄就是一个很平和的人。
But Jeffrey is very calm.
那天他们就告诉我说他很好哎。
So the nursing home people told me that he's very good.
好多。好多女士来看他
，many
ladies
have visited him，
因为周日姊妹们不上班嘛，就来看他。
Because on the weekend when people don't go to work, they will visit him。
我说他以前就很 handsome， 就很好看。
I said yeah, he's always been handsome。
他说他们就说他现在还是很好看啊。
And they say, yeah, he's handsome now.
而且他很客气。
And he's also very polite.
那所以呢，他说我们都很喜欢他。
Everyone all say that they like him.
然后我就说，因为他们问我说他是做什么。
So they asked me, what does he do?
我说我们都是教会的弟兄姊妹。
I said, we're all brothers and sisters in the church.
古弟兄以前的见证是这样哈，他以前有个brother Tio在养老院。
So this is a testimony for Jeffrey, brother Tio.
He 他在养老，那个 Tio brother Tio 在养老院。
Brother Tio was at a nursing home.
我们礼拜天都会去接他出来聚会。
So every Sunday we'll go there to pick him up to come to our meeting place.
Brother Tio.中风十二年才得。
And that brother had stroke for 12 years.
这都是教会弟兄姊妹所做的。
So this is all the serving of brothers and sisters.
甚至古弟兄还有圣诞节的时候送门房一个小礼物。
Or on Christmas, he will give a little gift to our doorman.
那个人就问古弟兄说：“你是他儿子啊？”
Oh, give the gift to the doorman of Brother Tio, and so the doorman asked, "Are you his son?"
古弟兄说：“不是啊，我是教会里的弟兄。”
I said no, and he said, "I am not. I am just a brother in his church."
所以我们是把荣耀归给神的。
So we give all glory to God.
然后呢，到他就是上个礼拜三，他给他。搬到三楼。
Last Wednesday, he moved up to third floor.
那搬到三楼的时候呢，我去的时候就有一个中国太太。
So then, that day when I visited, there was a Chinese lady.
Yeah, 她是拿着 walker 在走路。
She was walking around with a walker.
是第二天呢，她就跟我讲说，她好乐观哦，她都笑嘻嘻的。
And she said, I saw him, he's very optimistic, he's always smiling.
我说他不是乐观，是我们有主。
I told her it's not that he's optimistic, it's because we have the Lord.
这些都是主做的。
It's all the Lord's doing.
我们也都有弟兄姊妹关爱。
And we have the love and care from our brothers and sisters.
所以这就叫我想起很多年以前有一位那个师弟兄是吧
？So I recall many years ago there is a brother
从悉尼来的弟兄
from Sydney
啊丁弟兄丁龙师弟兄
Ding, Brother Ding Shi is part of his first.
他说在什么三反五反还是什么，反正就大陆的那些运动的时候。 他是医生,
so during the revolution time back in China, he was a doctor.
但是医生做什么? 被送去打牛棚哦。
And so during Cultural Revolution, the doctor gets to send me to the village side, and he was taking care of cows.
哎呀, 但是他说人家对他就很好奇。
And he said everyone else was very curious about him.
因为一个医生去扫牛棚，他扫得很开心。
Because as someone who got sent to the village side doing all these dirty works, he was very joyful.
他说什么?
And then he said,
他说因为主，他问主说，我不能去医人，可是你要我在这里做什么？
He said, because I asked the Lord, if I can't help people medically, what do you want me to do here?
见证主,
the Lord answered to testify.
所以人家对他很稀奇，说这个人呢，在扫牛棚还扫得这么开心。
So people were all amazed, how come this person was doing all the dirty work? Why is he so joyful?
我们不要选定我们要做什么来帮助。
So we don't choose what we do to help others.
我们只要把主的生命活出来。
As long as we live out the Lord's life.
所以我也很鼓励刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们。
So I want to encourage all those who recently got baptized.
当主的生命进到里面，你就让他住主人房。
So as soon as the Lord's life enter into your heart, let him live in the master bedroom.
Yeah, 这样，这个就是江弟兄告诉我们，我们有主，但是不要让他住客房啊。
Just like Brother Kong said, we have the Lord, but don't put him in the guest room.
所以我们都有主的生命，让主来活，让主来掌管。
So we all have Lord's life. Let him live out and let him be a testimony.
Yeah, 谢谢。
弟兄姐妹，大家好！三个月不见面，感谢主保守平安回来，从台湾回来。Brothers and sisters,
happy to see you for 3 months. I just came back from Taiwan.
我相信在三个月里面，神真的在我这个生命的这个，可以说是80岁，他才过生日，80岁的人仍然有他的工作在我的身上。I
believe that within the past 3 months, the Lord still has His work on me. I'm now 80 years old and still have the Lord has work on me.
我分享三点，第一点就是我每次回台湾同学会，我真的是带着一个福音的那种好像使命感，就想说主啊，这一次你一定要为我开路。I
want to share 3 points. Number one is that every time when I went back to Taiwan, the Lord, I always have such a desire for the Lord to let me preach the gospel for him.
但是很奇妙，这一次我们那个初中同学，我们都一起，都已经初中了，都60几年的同学，在台湾有一个同学会。But
amazingly, this time when I went back to Taiwan, in Taiwan we have a class reunion for the junior high classmates.
当然了，一般群组里面说你们不能谈宗教，不能谈信仰，不能谈政治。
So the leader of the group told us that you cannot talk anything related to the politics or religion.
但是很感谢主，主在我们这个同学会里面就安排了一个很好像他自己在那边做事，因为我们其中有一个同学的先生，他是在波士顿，他在那边有很多年了，可以说被尊重，也叫长老，可能也是一个。 刚设立的一个跟神一起同工的设立的教会。
So amazingly, one of the members that participated in this gathering is very respectful in Boston because he's like a co-worker for the Lord's work.
我称他是李长老或李弟兄都可以。
So I call him either Brother Lee or Elder Lee.
我们同学会当然都不讲啦，但是呢，我很感谢主哦。我心里说主啊，你要为我开路，给我有机会讲话哈。
So in this classmate reunion, of course, we didn't talk about our faith, but I prayed to the Lord that, Lord, bring me an opportunity that I could share something for you.
神做事真的是很奇妙，我们这么多女同学就是这个带着她先生来。
So amazingly, the Lord had done some wonderful work. It's among our classmates, only this classmate, she brought in her husband.
然后在我们这个同学会里面，她都不讲话。
So in this reunion, he didn't say anything.
那是在我们有一个聚会聊天之后，他说，请你们可不可以等一下给我五分钟。
So after we have some small gathering, he said, can you give me just 5 minutes?
那也许是望红中中一点力，我们就说 OK.
And because maybe he's only the male among the female, so we said, okay.Give you 5 minutes.
我就看我们在讲话的时候，他在旁边呢，就在已经在做幻灯片。
So I just see that when we were chatting, he was already prepared some slides on the side.
他就用很简单的一些圣经，就是中文字有关圣经的故事，他就来一个解释分析。
So he uses slides to explain the Bible in a very simple way in Chinese.
那我们大家就安静听哈。
So we all listen quietly.
当然我们同学说有一个提议有一个问题为什么信耶稣的得永生我们不信的就要下地狱
So one classmate asked a question why the one who believe in Jesus will have eternal life but the unbelievers will go to hell
当然我们最简单说是你的选择啊，你要上去还是在下面
So the simple way to answer is that of course this is your choice if you want to go up or down
我很感谢主那当然我中间也自己小小的一个插曲一下子而已就过了
And I thank the Lord that this is only like a small segment in our gathering.
然后第二个呢，就是我一个在主里的姐妹，在很多年前她的先生走了，她就一直问为什么，为什么，为什么。
So another thing I want to share, the second thing I want to share is that one of the sisters in the Lord, that her husband passed away. So after he passed away, she kept asking why.
从此呢，她身体不好，坐轮椅，她也不去聚会。
And ever since then, her health started to decline, and she was on wheelchair, and she refused to go to the meetings.
这次我回去呢，我就他儿子没有结婚，也走了。
So this time when I went back, I noticed that her son, who's not married, he also passed away.
也是在人一般来，就是他的唯一的依靠儿子。
And to men, this is her only the person that she could only relate to.
但是很奇妙，他就说，哎，我小学的时候不觉得你怎么样，怎么好像是相见恨晚。
So amazingly, when she saw me, she said, "Oh, I didn't notice you when we were in elementary school, but now I felt like I should know you much earlier."
我也相信，小学的时候见我还没认识耶稣，可能也是白纸一张了。
I believe that maybe because when I was at elementary school, I didn't know the Lord yet, and To people, I was very ordinary.
当然，我相信我要扶持这个姐妹，起来不是我能够做什么。但是呢，我很感谢主，台湾有很多的所谓 Good TV 啊，真情部落格的节目，可以让她在那边吸收。
Also, I believe that just by myself, I'm not able to take care of the sister. But in Taiwan, they have the gospel TV channel, Good TV, and they have like different blogs telling different stories that may help her.
我呢，我就只能带到这个见证的前面，还有神的话语的面前。
So I could only give her testimonies and also share some word of God with her.
当然中间我们也要有付出，要我一个礼拜去看她三次。
So of course in between we have to devote our time. So I visited her like 3 times a week.
一直一起祷告。
And we pray together.
然后呢，她呢？他现在呢，后来呢，他也开始了，他开始读经。他说：“我要开始读经了。”
And then she started to read the Bible, and she said to me, "I'm going to read the Bible now."
然后他也很喜欢这本诗《圣徒诗歌》。
She also likes our hymnary.
我就赶快去以林书籍去买一本送给他。
So I went to the Yilin bookstore to buy a hymnary for her.
然后他很喜欢一个叫那个你的那个。牧师叫什么名字就是一个白人的那个女牧师就是有个女牧师的信息她很喜欢
She also likes the message of a Caucasian pastor, female pastor.
我也赶快去以林书记买一本他的书，很多的有关这个圣经的这个解说。
So I also went to Elam bookstore to buy some books that's written by her.
然后我也一直在后面一直跟他祷告。
I also prayed for her and behind her.
我要回了台湾以前，他说我已经去教会了。
So before I went back to Taiwan, she told me that I already went to the church.
感谢主哦，他都在家里不出门，他现在呢，他的护理可以推着他的轮椅去晒太阳公园，然后他已经开始回去聚会了。
So before that, she stayed home and didn't want to go anywhere, but now her caretaker could just push her on the wheelchair and she could go anywhere, she could go to the meetings.
真的，有时候想想，不是人能做什么事，我们的祷告神垂听的。
So I just think that a lot of times it's not that what we could do is the Lord listen to our prayers.
我跟他讲，我们人真的是有限的，只有神是24小时可以call in的。
So I just say that we are very limited as human being, but the Lord could be available 24/7.
感谢主，他现在也出去跟他的同事，他本来都不出门了，现在愿意跟同事出去吃饭啦、讲话啊，整个就好像活跃起来了。
So I thank the Lord that before she didn't want to go anywhere, but now she could even go out to meet with her co-workers and to have some meal with them.
最主要的，她愿意，她开始唱诗歌赞美主，愿意读经祷告。
The most amazing thing is that now she could sing hymns and she could praise the Lord and she could read the Bible.
还有第三个
，Number three thing I wanted to
share. 我讲过，我姐姐在疫情前受浸，已经6-7年了。
I just shared that
85岁。
My elderly sister had been baptized a few years ago, and she's now 85 years old.
我觉得我每次回去，好像她去她的聚会，我去我的聚会的地方。
So every time when I went back to Taiwan, it seems as she's going to her own meeting, I went to my own meetings.
后来我觉得圣灵好像跟我讲，我们两个应该要同工。
So it felt as if the Holy Spirit is touching me that I should be co-working with my elderly sister.
然后呢，我们开始在家里就有一起祷告。
So we started to pray together at home.
不但为我们自己在台湾的亲戚本家两本密友祷告。
Not only pray for our own relatives in Taiwan.
为我们的福音事工祷告。
We also pray for our gospel work.
然后有一天我就跟我姐姐讲，你要不要一起跟我去看我这个同学，他说叫江淑玲。
So when I said to my sister, do you want to visit my classmate with me? Her name is Jiang Shuling.
我很感谢主哦，姐姐虽然生命不是看起来不是很深，但是她一个礼拜有5天聚会。
So I thank the Lord that although my sister didn't experience the Lord in a deep way, but she meets like 5 times a week.
所以我女儿暑假回去说，妈妈大姨比上班人更辛苦，早出晚归。
So when my daughter went back to Taiwan, she would tell me that her aunt would go out, that's my sister, would go out full day, every day, 5 days a week.
她就单纯的读经、祷告、赞美主。
She just simply read the Bible, praise the Lord, and pray.
她在教会里面年纪那么大，被尊重、被爱。
So she's in the church because of her senior age. She's well respected and people love her.
她很单纯。
She's very simple.
他也一直跟着牧师师母他们去传福音，85岁。
So she also followed the pastor and his wife to preach gospel at her age 85.
我很感谢主哦，神就给我了这样子一个，就是说发现在我旁边呢就是我的同工。
So I thank the Lord that the Lord just let me discover that the people who are next to me are just they are my co-workers.
同工，我们就一起祷告。
So we're co-workers. We pray together.
有分享。
We could share together.
特别呢，我也跟我姐姐说，我们要我们不是一直往外面，在好像不去路上去传福音，自己家里的要有见证。
So I just said to my sister, it's not that we just go out to preach the gospel, but we have to have good testimony at home.
我真的很感谢主哦，真的神我们有我们的计划，但是神有他的安排。
So I really thank the Lord that although we have plans for ourselves, but the Lord has His own plan too.
只要我们有心愿意摆上，神就会用我们。
If we are willing to put up ourselves for the Lord will help us.
圣经就一直教导我们。 我们都是肢体连于这个身体，那教会也是基督的身体。
So the Bible teaches us that we are all members of the body, we connect to the body, and the Lord is the head of the body.
什么样的器，怎样小小的，长木和些什么，他都会用的。
Whether you're big or small, the Lord will use you.
神的事工不能没有你，不能没有你，也不能没有你。
So the work of the Lord cannot be without you or you or you.
没有任何一个器皿就不完全。
We cannot say that any vessel is an incomplete vessel.
所以圣经一直在这么强调。
So the Bible really emphasizes this.
我们真的要来到神面前，要有意象，没有意象，名就放肆。
So we have to come to the Lord with visions, because without visions, people will go astray.
但愿这些见证真的是在我们是真的不能，但是我们愿意与这个生命的源头连接上的时候，神会使用我。
So may this testimony encourage you that although we felt that we are nothing, but when we have the willingness, the Lord will use us.
特别是神的福音的事工。
Especially the work for God's gospel.
不是某些人专权的，是只有他们去见证，他们去分享，他们去发福音单张。
It's not like few people's specialty that only they go out, go out to give out the gospel flyers.
要教会全部的人动员起来。
So we have to all work together in the church.
每一个人做那一点，每一个人做一点。
So each one of us give out our portion.
神的事工就不会被漏掉。
And then there will be no lacking.
我们真的很感谢主。
Lord's work.
真的，我觉得一直想，像我这种年老发白的时候，我说主啊，求你能纪念我，我们还可以备用。
So I thank the Lord that as I'm getting older, I pray to the Lord. I say, Lord, please remember me so I can still be useful.
对，是这真的是，我们感谢主，我们神不，我们不轻看自己，真的不轻看自己。每一个人都有那么一份可以做工。
So I thank the Lord and let us not to despise ourselves because each one of us could be useful in the.
特别是四月中旬又有一个中文的福音聚会。
Especially in the middle of April, we're going to have a Chinese gospel.
我们希望我们的福音单张每一个人能够都随身携带、随走随传。
I hope that each one of us could carry some gospel flyers, and as we walk out, we could just pass them along.
有代祷的事工。
And there are also a work that you can pray for.
有很实际参与一些所谓的邀请的、啊、或者是接送的、啊、这些事工。
You can also involve in invitation or like give transportation service.
对，为了讲台的这种所谓神话语的还有见证的，我们都可以摆上祷告。
So we could also pray for the ones who are going to speak or somebody going to give testimony.
我们都是神手中的工作。
We are all the work in the Lord's hands.
感谢主哦。
Thank the Lord.
我们有这个心，神都会用我们。
If we have such a heart, the Lord will use us.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
Let's have a word of prayer. 我们有一点祷告。Dear Lord, we thank you for being in our life.
主，我们感谢你，你在我们的生命里面。
The Lord, indeed, we have no good besides you.
我们在你里面，我们没有任何好处。
Lord, thank you for reminding us. Lord, truly, we have to give our life back to you.
谢谢你提醒我们，我们真的要把我们的生命来归给你。
Then we may come to know you in this wilderness and in the way to the promised land.
我们能够在旷野里面学习能够。你的道路把我们引导这个应许之地。
Have your way in our life.
叫你的道路能够在我们生命里面。
The Lord, your purpose will be accomplished in us and through us.
旨意能够在我们这个经过我们成就，也在我们里面能够成就。
So wherever we find ourselves, Lord.
不管我们现在是在什么这个光景。
Give us grace to fully trust you to consecrate ourselves to you.
给我们恩典我们能够完全的信靠你，把我们完全来归给你。
Truly trust and obey, there is no other way.
我们能够信而顺从，没有其他的道路。
Thank you for being so faithful in each one of our life.
感谢你你是何等的这个信实在我们每一个人的生命里面。
We look to you and give ourselves to you.
我们仰望你把我们自己来能够献给你。
We praise you, Lord. You are our faithful God. We pray in Jesus' name.
你是我们这个信实的主。我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿门。We're dismissed. 好，我们聚会停到这。